but you have to move up a little closer, I think, because
uh-huh.
You can just hold that thing and maybe speak right into it, because this is the mic here, see?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Start now, eh?
Yeah.
Already.
Sure.
Well, we come from Athabasca. When we moved to Manning, they used to call it Battle River. And my dad took up a land there, a homestead. And it was a school section. They wouldn't let him have it. But then when he died, a letter came in that he got the land. They gave him the land. So we stayed there about 6-7 years, I guess, after he died, and my mother sold it for a little money, about 700. And that land was sold shortly after for 2,000. And that land's worth about 20,000-30,000 now, maybe more. Good land, it's all open prairie. That used to be called Little Prairie, where that is. North Star, they call it now. And my dad used to trap, I guess. I was 7 years old when my dad passed away. And just my mother stayed with us. We were in a mission for a couple of years, I guess. And that's the only time I went to school and never did go back to school after. There was no schools then. And when they had schools around the country, we were out working, like hauling freight, packing horses and everything, trapping. And my mother picked up a homestead again down in by the river, and she sold it too after a while. And then we moved up north after I got married, moved up to Paddle Prairie and stayed there about 20 years. And I go out working sometimes, stay out a while, and finally went to High Prairie, stayed there about 2 years working around. And I come to Dawson, left the family in High Prairie. Finally, I got them up here in Dawson, and in the fall we went back to Peace River, and I went back to Manning again. Now I'm trapping that winter. I don't like a lot of trapping my days, a lot of hunting. And, that Battle River, that's where I was growed up, in Battle River. And, finally left Paddle Prairie, like we come up here in 65, and we've been here since that time. And the wife's working in Prince George, and I'm staying here alone with the kids. One of them's going to school. There was two of them, but one of them went out working. And I got another one staying home. And I got my daughter lives right here, two of them, in fact. One in Yellowknife, one in Edmonton. My son lives in Vancouver, and one of them lives here. One in Dawson.
What is your full name?
That's all Peter House.
Peter House?
Yeah.
And do you remember your father's name?
Alec.
Alec House?
Yes.
So Manning was known as what, Battle?
No, that's Manning. That's used to be Battle River.
It used to be Battle River?
Yeah, they used to call it Battle River.
Do you remember when they when they changed the name?
Well, not too long ago now. When they started building that town there, Manning, that's when they changed it to Manning.
You can't remember the years, eh?
Let's see.
Would be around 40, I guess. 1940.
About 1940, mm-hmm. they changed it to Manning mm-hmm. instead of Battle River.
Yeah.
And did they build railroad up there?
Yeah, they did about 6 years ago now. They built railroad up there now. When we used to live in Paddle, we used to get truck to haul our grain to Grimshaw from Paddle Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
That's 140 miles hauling. We didn't hardly make anything. The trucker would make money, but not us. So,
how much land did your father acquire?
Just a quarter.
Just a quarter?
Yeah.
And he acquired it by squatting there, eh?
Yeah.
And did the government give it to him?
Yeah. Finally give it to him.
Did your father, when he was farming on this land, how did he raise you kids? Did he?
Well, he wasn't farming on the land. We were just living in it. Because there was nobody there, hardly any people around that time. There was no road. Well, there's just a wagon road, you know. You can't haul nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody was farming hardly there at that time. When he died, there was nothing going on yet.
Yeah. What was the name of the mission that you were going to school in?
It was in Peace River, I don't know now. About 10 miles up Peace River, that's where the mission was, used to be.
You don't remember the name, huh?
No.
What was it run by, the RCs?
No, I don't know how it was running.
It was Catholic mission?
It was Catholic, yeah.
It was a Catholic mission.
Yes.
And as a boy, what did you do for pastime when you were a boy?
Well, we used to work lots, me and my brother, the oldest one. We used to haul freight pack horses and trap. We were pretty young then, too. We was trapped together. We did a lot of fur one winter, and my uncle went up north. Finally, my mother stayed with the man, and he went up north trapping, and he left us there, and we got a bunch of fur, and when we come back, well, we went to the store, and we come back, our fur was all gone. He sold them all. But he used to be good to us. It's pretty hard to beat for a man like that, for kids. Yeah, he was good to us, real good.
So your father was one of the first up there at that time, Battle River, huh?
Yeah.
Known as Battle River.
Yeah.
Which is now known as Manning.
Yeah.
He was one of the first settlers up there.
Yeah, one of them, and the other one was Sheward and Johnny Arnold. And Charlie Plavine, and that's all there was there, I guess, at that time. My grandfather and them, I don't remember. I could remember my grandmother. She lived a long time. She lived up to about 114, I think, when she died.
Your grandmother did?
Yeah.
What did your grandmother mostly live on?
Oh, she had a pension, old age pension. $20 a month that time.
No, I mean like for food, for grub.
Oh, well, she used to do everything, rabbits, you know, she was a good worker. We had a bunch of cattle, she had a bunch of cattle too, when my dad died. We had lots of horses and cattle. We live on them, milk.
Yeah, you're Cree, from the Cree.
Yeah, we're Cree, yeah.
Where did your dad originate from? Where did he come from?
Well, around Athabasca. That's where we come from. That's where he was raised, I think.
In Athabasca?
Yeah, that's where I got some relations up there yet.
You wouldn't remember what year that was, eh?
No, I wouldn't, no. Well, see, when we moved in Manning, I was about 2 years old. That's about 59 years ago. I'll be 62 this summer.
59 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So 59 from 73 would be 4. That would be almost 1914 when he moved up there.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, and be about that, yeah.
You would have been born then in 19...
11.
Yeah. Right, 3. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said you were 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did he move his whole family up there? Can you remember him ever telling you guys?
Well, we moved out there, I guess, with horses, wagons. They cut the road as they go, I guess, moved up there. I don't know. I guess they used to trap up there. Some people used to trap up there, and that's how come they moved up there. The land was good and everything. Trapping was good.
Mm-hmm. You went through Slave Lake too, huh?
I guess so.
High Prairie and
yeah,
all in that route through Peace River?
Yeah, I guess so.
Was there already a trail there, or was there? Did you guys have to cut
well,
it through?
Well, there must be a road in there that time, up to Peace River maybe. But from there on north, I don't know. Maybe they cut the road as they go, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Was it, how long about did it take you guys to move from Athabasca to?
Oh gosh, that's one thing I couldn't tell because I just remembered when we got there in Manning. That's North Star now, it's not Manning.
Mm-hmm.
I could remember too, one time there, cried for my mother, she was going down the creek to get some water. I remember that time, it's the only time. I was too small to remember how long it took and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It almost took a long time because it's a long way.
It would be nice to know. Do you know somebody that might know how long it would have taken?
No.
By horse and wagon? I guess maybe 2 weeks, huh?
Oh, no, more than that.
More than
2 weeks?
About
a month, you know, at least.
It took about a month to get up there from Athabasca
to
Manning.
Yeah.
Where did that town get its name from, Manning?
Gosh, I don't know how they got that. See, at first there was a little town, they used to call it Notikewin. Well, really what that means is Notnagewin. Battle River, that used to be Battle River. They used to fight there, I guess, a long time ago.
What were they fighting with?
I don't know. That's what I heard, but I don't know. I got no clue how. I can't tell you nothing about that.
Your dad never talked to you about that either?
No, well, he wasn't there too. Well, that was way before, I guess.
Yeah.
We moved up there.
Yeah. What was it known again in Cree?
Notnagewin. That's what they were supposed to say when they said Notikewin.
Notikewin.
Yeah, one woman used to have a store. She was married to a Frenchman, Cree, and she named that town Notikewin.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be Notnagewin. Well, that's what she said, I guess, but the white man said Notikewin. So they had, well, they're still there, that little town, but not much there now.
Not much left of it now, eh?
Yeah, mostly. Most of them moved to Manning now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the main town.
Oh, yeah. Well, how did you, who bought your grain? What company bought your grain?
You mean when you were in Paddle Prairie?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. We sell them wherever you can, to which elevator we want to sell to. Different elevators there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember where I stole mine.
Yeah.
It's in Grimshaw now.
It's in Grimshaw?
Yeah.
So that's real interesting then. And on the trap, when you were up there farming, I guess, you cut your own trap line too, huh? Made your own...
Well, not in Paddle. So you can, in Paddle, in the Mises Colony, you can trap anywhere you want, like a long time ago. Before, we used to trap wherever you want to go. Just pay $2 license a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
No registered lines. It's same thing in paddle. You can go out hunting any time and trap wherever you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Still right now, you can do that in the colonies.
In the colonies?
Mm-hmm. Mm. So I used to trap wherever I want to trap when I was there.
Yeah. Other than the mission, did you go to school in Manning?
No, no.
You never went to school?
No, right? There was no school then when we come home from the mission.
Yeah. How long did you spend in the mission?
Oh, about a year and a half, I guess.
I wonder if that would be St. Mary's Mission.
Could be, I don't know what you used to call it. They move it to Hay Lakes now. That's where it is now.
Hay Lakes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's further north yet.
Oh, yeah, way up north.
That's almost on the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they moved the whole thing. Well, I seen some buildings yet in that place where we used to be. That's where they have that jailhouse now.
In Hay Lakes?
No, I mean up in Peace River, where that mission used to be.
Oh, yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Now it's a penitentiary, like,
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I see. Well, what kind of entertainment did the people enjoy over there, like music?
When was this?
Well, you were there as a little boy.
Oh, I don't know, violin, I guess, mostly, them days. They used to have violin. Finally, they had guitars. At first, there was no guitars, just violin. Oh, some of them accordion. My mother used to play accordion. She used to have one a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Was there RCMP protection at that time?
Yeah, but there was no RCMP there then, that time.
There was no police protection at all?
No. Well, you have to get Peace River to the police, if you want the police.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a long ways to travel for a police.
Yeah.
So over, 100 miles?
No, about 70 miles, I think.
70 miles?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess in those days there wasn't too much trouble either, eh?
No, no, I don't think so.
No booze?
No, not much, I guess. I couldn't say. Well, after a while, after the Ukrainians started moved in, they used to make lots of moonshine.
Ukrainians, when did they move in?
Oh, boy, no. Wait. It'll be about 1920, I guess. Maybe 25, let's see. Must be about 25, 30.
The Ukrainians moved in up in Manning.
In Manning, yeah.
Did they mix with the Indians pretty good?
Well, some of them did, yeah. Some of them were good, some of them were bad, too.
They brought in a lot of booze and got them drunk, I guess, huh?
No, they just make their moonshine right there. Some of them used to make moonshine, sell it.
Mm-hmm. This is the Ukrainians?
Yeah.
Well, how did they acquire the land?
Well, it was open for homestead at that time.
Oh, it was open for homestead?
Oh, yes.
I guess quite a bit was open for homestead. Oh, whoever got there first can...
God, there's lots of it. Lots of land. Mm-hmm.
And what did the Ukrainians mostly grow? Grain, too?
Oh, yes, grain. Oh, some of them have quite a few cattle and a water boy.
Did you want some coffee, too?
No. I'll make some tea after.
Well, maybe you can talk about religion, you know, if you were taught the Roman Catholic faith or what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been a Catholic since I could remember. My dad was a good Catholic. My mother was a Catholic. All my relations are Catholics, and my mother's side and my dad's side. So I'm a Catholic. I wouldn't say I'm a good Catholic, but I'll never take another one. I'll stay with my religion till I live. So my wife was a Catholic too, and she turned into something else, and I used to go with her just to please her.
finally I quit going, and she quit. She went to another one, and I think she's got nothing now, today. I don't know if she ever goes to that one now.
Well, what made the young Indian change the religion like that? What made them change?
I don't know what makes them change.
Because the priest doesn't come around anymore, huh?
No. There's only one that goes around and see the people. He lives in Meander River. His name is Father Merriman.
What was his name?
Father Merriman, they call him.
Did he used to travel around in those old days to visit the people?
Well, he's not that old, you know, but he used to travel around, but he doesn't have a car, nothing. He walks around. Come here.
Mind you, shut that thing.
No. It's gone. No, he, sometimes he'd borrow a horse or something to travel with. He doesn't take nothing to eat. He eats wherever, gets something to eat from some people.
What was this priest's name again?
Merriman. Merriman.
Merriman?
Yeah.
Merriman.
Merriman. I'll show you. I got a card.
Father Merriman.
Yeah.
And he used to visit your father when...
No.
No? Well, did any priest used to go to Manning?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
In those days?
I guess so, but that's a long time ago.
You don't remember the name, right?
No.
What about fur traders now? How did you sell your furs when you had them?
Well, when I started trapping, they used to have trading posts up there where we used to trap. It's about 90 miles from Manning, northwest. That's where we used to trap, and there used to be fur buyers come up there. They buy furs, and they used to have trading posts, sell them right there, sell our furs there.
Did you know any of them?
Well, one of them is Ben Bassnett. Fur buyer. He still lives. He's pretty old now. He lives in Eureka River. That's north of Fairview, northwest. And the other one, Ray Lamarche and Charlie Brady. First one that started up there, Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown?
Yeah. That's the first one that went up.
He used to buy furs.
Yeah. He used to have a store, a little store, and he bought buy furs.
What, do you remember what price they used to give for them?
No. Not very much.
Not too much for the furs, eh?
No.
Have you ever heard of Father Brown?
No, I don't know.
You haven't, eh?
No.
And the priest did used to come and visit over there, eh? Was this before the Ukrainians moved in?
Well, I think there used to be a priest there that was before the Ukrainians came in there. But I don't know the... Finally, there was a... They had a church there. But I don't remember the names of the priests there.
You don't remember the names?
No. I got married in North Star. That's... Little Prairie, we used to call it a long time ago. They call it North Star now.
It was known as Little Prairie.
Yeah.
When did they change the name, do you remember?
Oh, that was a long time ago when they started building that town there, North Star. That's when they changed the name. That was a long time ago. Here on 30, maybe, 30s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Were there many Indian families that moved up there from Athabasca?
I don't know how many. Well, there's my grandfather and them. And my uncle, say one or two. Two or three of them, I guess. And our family and... Those other ones are, no, they were up there too. They come from Athabasca there somewhere.
Savor, I guess that's where he comes from too, someplace in there, Tabasco.
So when your father was on the trail, there was more than one wagon then, eh?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how many, though.
He never told you?
No. Well, I was too small to ask him. when he died, you know. I was
7 years old?
Yeah. Time that I flew, influenza they call that, there were lots of people died over that. That's the time my dad went.
You don't remember the name of the flu, huh?
No. It was a bad one, anyway.
In those days?
No. Gosh, there was no doctor. Nobody knew anything about that sickness. Someone would catch cold, and they'd just go. That's how come my dad, we had a bunch of cattle, nobody to look after them, and horses. And he put on his big coat, I guess he went out and feed them. And that's where he fainted out there, got cold, died shortly after.
Oh, yeah. So the nearest doctor would be Peace River then?
Oh, yes, yeah.
90 miles, 70 miles away?
70, yeah. Well, it'd be more than that. On the old road, it'd be about 89 miles, I guess.
Well, did the Indians around there have any medicine to use of their own?
Well, what they used to use for that, finally they found out it was good, skunk, what you call it. You know,
skunk weed?
No, that skunk, you know, the... I don't know what you call them.
Was it taken from a skunk?
Yeah.
That perfume?
Yeah.
Skunk perfume?
Yeah.
How did they used to use it?
Well, they used to drink that in water, I guess, one drop or so. And they used to hang them things up by their door so that they could chase that, sickness don't go in there, like.
Oh, yeah? They would hang that...
Yeah,
they
hang them up by the door. Outside, I remember that. And my aunt, she died last fall. She was about 90, I guess, maybe 100. She drank some of that stuff. She got better. All of us were sick in there at the house. Just one of my aunt was the only one who was cooking for us. Everybody was laying down sick.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle. But then there was nobody to feed them horses or cattle.
How many were in your family?
Five of us boys. My father died. Well, they lost some before, some girls, I think. But that's all the way.